You're listening to The Point. The nonprofit We Can is entering its 25th year. We Can empowers women through life transitions by offering free, confidential services. Lisa Guyon is the executive director and joins us to tell us more. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning, Mindy. Good morning, friends over at the Cultural Center of Cape Cod and Joan.
866-999-4626 is our number. Our email address, thepoint@capeandislands.org. So we're talking about transition in that first segment. And back in 2001, when We Can was founded, you served only like 15 women, right? Which for a first year, not bad, right? But boy, oh boy, you've seen some growth in the organization over how many you serve now.
Yeah, so we serve over 1,400 women who live here on the Cape every year. Those are unique women who walk through the doors of We Can seeking support, empowerment, confidence building, problem solving, community. So we have a nice long history here of being a Cape-based organization where women can walk through our doors and find a place where they can survive and thrive.
Yeah, and so many services. Before we get to that, though, I want to mention a little bit about your history. We Can grew out of a program at Cape Cod Community College, Women in Transition, right? That was what it was initially called, and it was more education focused.
It was. The intention was to support women through transition so that they could stay on an education track. Mm-hmm. As a pathway to self-sufficiency. And it was very popular with women students at the college and then became very popular with women who weren't even going to Cape Cod Community College, which really showed the need for a place in our community that would support our local women.
Yeah. So you got, we're like, we got something going on here, right?
Right.
So it started in Harwichport. You had the office in Harwichport, but you've expanded.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have our location in Harwichport right on Route 28. We've been here for over a decade, almost, I think, 15 years. And then a couple years ago, we opened a program site in Hyannis on Independence Drive, not too far from the airport, right on that main street there. And that has just really opened up an opportunity for us to serve so many more women on the Cape. And we're now expanding and returning to Falmouth through a partnership with the Falmouth Service Center to offer some of our programs right there in Falmouth.
I know. I was going to ask about that. So because talk a little about accessibility. Sometimes it can be tough, right? And so that's why you've expanded to these other areas, which you're finding there's definitely that's been an issue, right?
Yeah. And, you know, our vision and goal is to ensure that all women have access to We Can services here on the Cape. And so that means finding ways to serve women in lots of different ways. So whether it's at our Harwich office, our Hyannis office, you know, returning to Falmouth, the service center, women can receive our services virtually by phone. We are offering them in 150 different languages through a translation service. So we've tried to really take the lessons of what the pandemic forced us to learn, particularly around using technology, and make sure that we have all these different pathways where women can access the kinds of services that we offer and that they don't encounter any barriers to that.
So your programs are built on what you call five pillars, right? So let's talk about what these pillars are. First, which I imagine is very helpful, is legal services.
Yeah. So legal services is our highest utilized service that We Can. Not surprising, that can be really financially out of reach for people. We have an incredible group of volunteer attorneys, over 40 volunteer attorneys, who meet with women and provide expert consultation on issues such as divorce, custody, elder law, immigration, landlord-tenant issues. And really the intention is to provide information and expertise so women can take the next step on their own. And that's been a very successful and longstanding program for us.
So, I mean, you're in transition, a lot going on, and it's so hard to really focus on what's available financially. So that's legally. But financial empowerment's another one.
Yeah, so really the gamut from, you know, student loan debt, which we see a lot of younger women coming in and trying to figure out how to manage that, to foreclosure, to wanting to buy a home, to household budgeting, retirement and savings. How will I ever retire? Once different transitions bring different issues to the forefront. And so, you may have someone who's been is going like lost a spouse or is going through a divorce, for instance. That's very upending in multiple ways, whether it's your housing, you're now going from one house to two houses, and your income is you're going from two incomes to one. And so really being able to get your footing back and be able to navigate forward on your own with confidence is really how you move. You never sort of get over it, but you can get through it.
And move forward. Work and career support.
Yes. So again, anything from we really try to meet women where they're at. What are their goals? Women, we believe women are the experts of their own lives. We're not there to tell people what their goals are or what their objectives should be. We listen to what they would like to see for themselves in the career and work arena. Sometimes it's going back to school. Sometimes that's I want to, I've sort of my I've aged out on my skills for the job that I'm doing, and I'm going to need to find something else to do. Sometimes it's as simple as I don't really have the confidence to try to negotiate the salary I think I deserve.
Oh, boy,
And
that's a big
so
one.
that's a big one. And sometimes it's just like help me practice how to interview or how to rewrite this career I've had, whether it's in an actual professional environment or in the home, for instance. How do I leverage all those skills and bring them forward in a positive way?
And sometimes you want to open a business. You have small business support.
Yeah, we have this incredible community of women who just, dare to dream about starting their own business, running their own businesses. One of my favorite, we have a program called Grow, and it's a 6-month program, and we sort of put a community of women together whose businesses are not at all the same, but are at the same stage. They're either just getting started, or they're up and running, or they're sort of mature, and they're really looking to grow in a lot of different kinds of ways. And I mean, you should see the faces and the beaming confidence of women when we hear, when we say, "You're the CEO, you know that?" And it's just like very empowering. We can all, have these dreams and not believe that they're there for us. And it just takes a little bit of support, a little bit of love and
And then
kindness
off and running.
and often, launched, in a really amazing way.
And then your fifth one is personal development and mentoring. And this is really important. There's a lot of women who they have the skills, right? They just don't have the confidence yet.
I mean, I was just, having a conversation yesterday here with someone, and we were talking about our Pathmakers program, which is an 8-month mentoring program. We've typically served 15 women as mentees and paired with 15 mentors. We've doubled that program this year, so it's 30 and 30. And we were talking about what some of the goals were for women. You would think they were these very concrete, very specific. I want this, this, this. And we were reviewing it, and some of those goals are, I want to create a life of joy and happiness, discover my authentic self. I'd like to feel empowered and live independently. I want to get my confidence back, get on my path again. I want to step out of my comfort zone, keep reinventing myself. I want to grow my confidence and learn more about myself. And that is really when you think of like being able to achieve goals like career goals or financial goals or even moving through transitions without that confidence at the center, it can be like a real uphill climb. And so we're all about building up the person, where we can, the E and we is stands for empowerment. And so that's really at the core of what we do. Our other services are very practical and tactical, and we have 300 amazing local residents who volunteer with us, lending their expertise and experience. But what we're really all about is welcoming women in to a really safe place when transitions are underway and saying, like, you can do this. We believe it. and you'll believe it soon too.
And I know you see amazing results as you have over the
I
last couple of
do.
decades. And before we run out of time, we just got a couple minutes left. You have an annual literary event that happens in June. This will be the 20th year. And Joan, who was just here, Joan was one of the Joan and Anne LeClaire were the ones who got that thing started.
That's right. I mean, we had to be part of this conversation because we've got the Joan connection, who, you know, that river, that sea runs through so deeply here, and how she's inspired others. Yes, this is an event. We've done it for 20 years. It's a sellout. We have 480 people that come to this event.
It's in June,
and
right?
It's in June at the Witchmere Beach Club down here in Harwich. And it's really about storytelling. We have three or four authors every year who have books out and are well known. And we have three or four weekend participants who share their stories in the same day. It's a pretty incredible event, and Joan's fingerprints
are all
over it.
All right, Lisa Guyon is the executive director of We Can. Thanks. And thanks so much, Lisa, for the work you do. It's so important. Thank you so much. We'll
Thank
have a
you,
link
Mindy.
With more information at our website, capeandislands.org. And coming up after the break, we're going to talk with documentary filmmaker John Compapiano about his film, The Farmer and the Shark, which highlights the legendary life of Craig Kingsbury, who inspired the character Quint in the film Jaws.